我哋接下来是读经的时间，今天读经的经文来自诗篇69篇第29到33节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 69, verses 29 to 33.
我会先用广东话，然后用英文一起读出。
We'll read this all in unison, first in Cantonese and then in English.
诗篇第69篇第29节，但我是困苦忧伤的，神啊，愿你的救恩将我安置在高处。我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他为大。这便叫耶和华喜悦，正似献牛或是献有角有蹄的公牛。谦卑的人看见了就喜乐，寻求神的人愿你们的心苏醒，因为耶和华听了贫乏人，不藐视被困的人。
Psalm chapter 69, verse 29. But I am afflicted and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving.This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hooves. But when the humble see it, they will be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his own people who are prisoners.
愿神祝福读同埋听嘅人。
God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
今日钱牧师为我哋传讲嘅讲道题目系称主为大。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message today is Magnify the Lord.
What does it mean, as verse 30 tells us, to magnify the Lord?
第三十节嗰度讲我哋称主为大系咩意思呢？
It says, I will praise the name of God with a song, verse 30. I will magnify him with thanksgiving.
第三十节嗰度话，我要以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他为大。
Well, it's a mark of all the true children of God that they long to magnify the God of their salvation.
神真正嘅儿女，佢哋嘅记号系乜嘢？就系佢哋渴望嘅嚟到去。称这个给他们救恩的神为大。
And we see that clearly through the scriptures.
在圣经的经文里面，我们很清楚的可以看到。
For instance, just perusing through the Psalms, you can see this, and I have this on slide 2 and 3. Psalm 40:16 says, But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation, say continually, Great is the Lord.
譬如好似喺诗篇四十篇第十六节咁讲，愿一切寻求你的，因你高兴欢喜；愿那些喜爱你救恩的，常说，当尊耶和华为大。
You'll see on the next slide, Psalm 34:3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.
譬如在诗篇三十四篇第三节那里去讲，你们和我当称耶和华为大，一同高举他的名。
And finally, Psalm 48:1, Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain.
譬如诗篇四十八篇的第一节说，耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上，该受大赞美。
Now, I'm a dinosaur, pretty old. There's an old Maranatha song. I don't know if some of you might have remembered it, that go back, entitled Magnify the Lord. It's based on these verses of the song.
我不知道大家有没有听过这一首很古老古老的赞美诗歌，它叫做尊主为大。
And you see the simple lyrics,on slide 4. I'll try to sing it for you, but I don't know if I should spare you the pain or give it a try. Maybe I'll give it a try. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. And it goes on and on and on, right? Repeating that, the lyrics, that's the psalm that we're reading.
咁呢一首嘅尊主为大嘅呢首赞美诗歌咧，其实佢哋都基于呢诗篇嘅章节嘅。咁头先牧师都唱咗出嚟啦。咁、那个歌词简单翻译就系话咧，我哋尊主为大，因为佢系配受极大嘅赞美和撒辣。我哋应该将荣耀归俾呢个救恩嘅磐石。
You know, I was hoping that Kelly would sing that because Kelly has a greater, better voice than I, you know? I mean, unfortunately, she didn't. But this is the heart cry of every Old Testament and New Testament saint, every Christian.
这个是所有在新约、旧约和现在的基督徒的心里面的一个呼喊。
As slide four was you'll see, as the Apostle Paul says in the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
咁呢一个其实系每一个基督徒佢心里边嘅渴求，就好似使徒保罗佢咁讲，佢话：所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Do you see what the psalmist and the Apostle Paul are saying?Do everything so that God might be magnified.
在这里无论是诗人或者是使徒保罗他所说的是什么呢他就说无论我们做什么事都要荣耀神。
You know, if you've met the living Son of God, Jesus the Christ, and have joined yourself to him in faith, then your heart sings these words with the Apostle Paul.
假如你是遇见这位耶稣基督神的永活的儿子同埋与喺信心里边同基督联合嘅时候，你嘅心里边都会好似使徒保罗咁样唱呢啲嘅字。
This truth appears in a lot of places in the Bible. For example, on slide 5, you'll see Philippians 1:20. For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ, as I have been in the past.And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die.
在经文里面我常常看到，就譬如好像在腓立比书一章二十节那里，他说，照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Simply put,Bringing honor means to magnify.
当我们说我们去 尊主为大的时候，我们是说我们是将神来到显大。
And David in Psalm 69:30 implores you, as he himself says, I will magnify God with thanksgiving.
在诗篇69篇的时候，大卫他这么说，他说我要以清谢称他为大，要感谢称他为大。
John Piper, who's a famous pastor of our generation, now retired, used to be a pastor at Bethlehem Baptist Church. He says the word magnify can be used in two different senses.
John Piper 是当代一个很出名的牧师，他现在已经是退了休了。咁佢讲，佢话当我哋讲 magnify， 即系话放大呢个字，有两个嘅意思。
Piper says it can mean, on the one hand, make something appear greater than it is, as with a microscope or a magnifying glass。
咁呢一个字第一个嘅意思，佢可以话系放大。放大就系话咧，将一啲嘢本应唔系咁大嘅，你将佢放大咗佢，就好似咧，我哋用一个嘅显微镜或者一个放大镜去睇一啲细嘅嘢，将佢放大嚟睇。
Or, on the other hand, it can mean make something that may seem small or insignificant appear to be as great as it really is.
咁第二个嘅意思就系话咧，我哋将一啲嘢咧睇嚟好似好细、好唔显眼嘅嘢，但系咧我哋将佢咧放大，我哋可以睇到咧佢原本应该咧系有几大嘅，就好似咧我哋用一个望远镜咁。
This is what our great telescopes help us begin to do with the magnificent universe.
就好似我哋用一个望远镜去好帮到我哋去睇到一个宇宙嘅几咁嘅宏观。
God's glory and greatness is reflected in His creation.
神嘅荣耀、神嘅伟大喺佢嘅创造嗰度可以俾我哋反映到，俾我哋睇到。
See, there are two kinds of magnifying, right?
咁我喺呢度睇见有两样，我哋讲放大或者系清大嘅时候，有两个嘅意思。
As your children who are taking biology know, a microscope magnifying and a telescope magnifies as well, right?
就系话，当你用一个显微镜，你可以睇到将一啲嘢放大嚟睇。你用一个望远镜。亦都可以将一啲嘢俾你睇到佢系几大。
Right, you scrape some cells off and you put it under the microscope. It makes a small thing look bigger than it is.
咁咧，你喺一个显微镜嗰度，你就可以将一啲咧好细嘅嘢咧放大咗，你就睇到佢系大啲嘅。
A telescope is different, right? A telescope makes a big thing like a planet begin to look as big as it really is.
而一个嘅望远镜咧，佢咧就系俾你可以睇到咧，一啲嘅嘢咧，佢原来咧原来系咁大嘅。
And when the psalmist David says, "I will magnify God with thanksgiving," he doesn't mean I will make a small God look bigger than he is.
所以当大卫佢喺度讲话，我以感谢嚟到去称他为大嘅时候，佢唔系话咧将一个好细嘅神咧叫佢咧放大，将佢变大啲。
David means I will make a big God.Begin to look as big as he really is.
大卫嘅意思话系，我要将呢一个咁伟大嘅神，让人睇见佢系几咁嘅大。
原来系 analogy is getting at. We are not called to be microscopes. We are called to be telescopes.
John Piper 嘅意思就话，我哋系被呼召，唔系去成为一个显微镜，而系一个望远镜。
Christians are not called to be deceptive salespeople or con artists who magnify their product all out of proportion of reality.
基督徒佢被呼召唔系话去做一个咧好似呃人嘅推销员或者一个骗子咁样，将佢啲产品咧夸大到咧系唔合乎嗰个事实嘅。
Right, when a used car salesperson right knows that their competitor's product is far superior, what does the marketer do? Over embellish their product.
我相信一个推销员，你知道，当你嗰个同你个产品有竞争嘅嗰啲产品系比你更加好嘅时候咧，好多时咧嗰啲市场嘅推销咧就会将佢哋自己嘅产品咧点缀得咧好似好好咁样。
That's not so when Christians magnify the Lord.
但系当基督徒去称佢哋嘅主为大嘅时候，唔系咁嘅意思。
There's nothing. There's nobody.Superior to the living God. And as you'll see on slide 7, the calling of those who love God is to make His greatness begin to look as great as it really is.
所以那些被神呼召要去爱神的人，他又是要将神那个的伟大，是让人看见神原来是这么大的。
The whole duty of the Christian can be summed up in this. Feel, think, act in a way that will make God look as great as he really is.
咁基督徒佢嗰个嘅嘅责任系咩咧？可以总结加起嚟就系话到咧，喺佢嘅感觉、喺佢思想同埋喺佢所做嘅嘢嗰度，就系点样嘅让人去睇见神系几咁嘅伟大。
God is great in every way.
神在每一个嘅事情上边，完全嘅伟大嘅。
His greatness is to be valued. That should be obvious to everyone.
神嗰个嘅伟大应该系俾我值得我哋嚟到去看重，同埋系对我哋嚟讲系好明显，我哋知道嘅。
I'll just give you one brief example of God's greatness.
譬如我俾一个例子，神系几咁嘅伟大。
If you read the creation account in Genesis, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
譬如当我哋去睇神嗰个创造喺创世纪嗰阵时，佢嗰度讲到神话要有光就有光啦。
If you read the creation accounts carefully, you'll notice that the light called into being by God comes before he creates the sun and the planets.
咁如果你睇见神嗰个创造嘅秩序嘅时候，你会知道咧，神佢话要有光就有光先，系喺太阳被造以先嘅。
He's the source. He's the source of light and life.
因为神就系嗰个光嘅源头，系生命嘅源头。
That's why in the new heavens and new earth, God's going to illumine the new heavens and new earth. You don't need the sun.
所以喺新天新地嘅时候，神佢嘅光就已经系照耀一切，唔需要太阳。
And as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 1:20-21, and on slide 8, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, talking about us, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
喺呢个罗马书嘅第一章第二十同埋廿一节嗰度，佢讲到佢话：自从造天地以来，神嘅永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但藉着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，在这里讲到人，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
God's greatness ought to be obvious.
神的伟大是很明显我们见到的。
But it isn't due to the sinful insensitivity and forgetfulness of our hearts.
但是似乎对人来讲好像不是那么明显，是因为在我们里面，我们麻木不仁的罪性和我们善忘的心。
Many of God's greatest attributes and most awesome loving deeds, you know what happens? Passes in one ear and out the other.
但是很多时候神很伟大的属性和令我们很敬畏的神所令我们很敬畏所做的事和爱心的事，很多时候好像由我们一只耳入另外一只耳出那样。
His greatness and glory doesn't often stir us or cause the slightest ripple of emotion within us.
神的荣耀呢不是经常的可以呢能够去激动到在我们心里面那一个的情感。
And if our hearts are in such condition, you need to do what the Apostle Paul did. He begged God to open the eyes of his heart.
假如我们的心是这样没有反应的时候，我们需要的去求神，求神去开我们的心眼。
That's what Paul does in his great lengthy prayer in Ephesians chapter 1.
保罗就是在他以弗所书在第一章那里，他的祷告那里这样讲。
That we might know the hope to which he's called us.
他说使我们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
Have you done that?
我们有没有这样做呢？
Especially in hard times, during a pandemic, it's easy to forget the greatness of God.
特别在困难的时间，还有在这个疫情的时间里面，我们很容易呢，我们都忘记了神。
And we often miss.What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints?
我们有时就错失了，我们看不到神在摆在他的圣徒当中的基业是有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And as Paul puts it in Ephesians 1, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power in us? It's a miracle that we believe, right?
同埋咧，对信佢嘅人咧，我哋有阵时咧就睇错失咗，睇唔到咧，唔知道佢对我哋呢啲信嘅人所显嘅能力系何等嘅浩大。
But as you and I as human, fallen human beings know, but even when God graciously removes the scales from our eyes so that we can be moved by his greatness, you know what happens? We're still prone to forget what we have seen by faith.
但有时就算凭着神的恩典，神除去了我们眼里面遮盖了我们的一些的轮，等我们看见都好了，但是我们呢都很容易的呢，我们会去忘记了我们所信的。
At times you're on the mountaintop, you feel the goodness and faithfulness of God intensely.
当你在山顶望下来的时候，你会好像很感受到，哦，神那个美善和那个信实有几么大。
At those times,what happens is, you're moved by his greatness.
在那些的时间的时候，可能会情不自禁的被神那个的伟大来到去感动。
But at other times,and I would say most of the times, we're not moved.
但是我们很多时间，我们的心都好像没被激动，不会感动到这样被神。
Especially in times like this, when you feel discouraged, feeling no confidence in God's goodness and God's greatness.
特别，很多时候我们会是灰心的，当我们看，我们好像对神的美善和伟大，我们好像没有那个信心在这里。
Right, the Bible is right. We're so prone to forget the evidences of God's goodness, which we ourselves have experienced in the past.
圣经里面讲得好啱嘅，因为好多时我哋都会忘记咗咧，我哋神俾我哋经历到佢嗰个伟大同埋佢嗰个信实嘅嗰啲嘅证据。
And that's not even mentioning the evidences in Holy Scripture.
我们更加忘记了在圣经里面给我们看到的那个证据。
But what happens in our default mode, we're more influenced by our present condition and circumstances.
我们反之很容易的就是被我们的现况来到去影响到。
Isn't that why David preaches to himself, as you'll see in slide 9, Psalm 103, 1 and 2, Bless the Lord, O my soul.And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And what? Forget not, it says, forget not all his benefits.
所以大卫他就这样的去对自己说，在诗篇的第103篇第一、第二节，他说，我的心啊，你要轻重耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要轻重他的圣名。我的心啊，你要轻重耶和华。不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Piper is right, isn't he? We're called to be telescopes, people who make the greatness of God seem as great as he really is.
咁 Piper 牧师佢讲得冇错噶，佢话神去呼召我哋系要做一个望远镜，让人嚟到去睇见，让人嚟到睇见神嗰个伟大系几咁嘅伟大。
This is what it means for you, the Christian.To magnify the Lord.
这个就是我们作为基督徒怎样去称神，称主为大。
But you and I can't magnify what you haven't seen or what you quickly forget.
但是如果我们是没看过或者我们很快忘记了的话，我们怎样可以能够将它称为大呢？
And therefore our first task is to see.And to remember the greatness, the goodness of God.
所以第一样嘢我哋要做嘅就系我哋要去睇见同埋记得神嗰个嘅伟大同埋嗰个美善。
And so will you pray to the Lord this Thanksgiving Day? Open the eyes of my heart.
咁如果系咁嘅时候，我哋应唔应该？第一件事我们在这个时间要做的就是说去求神去开我们心中的眼睛。
Pray to the Lord, preach to my soul.
向我的心里面来到去讲话。
Soul, forget not all his benefits.
他说我的心啊，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Hey, let me ask you guys.Why are there four Gospels?
为什么我们要有四福音呢?
Why do we have to be told four times that about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Why?
为什么我们要用四福音来到四次讲给我们听耶稣基督的死和复活呢?
Why are Jesus' miracles similar, right?
耶稣所做的，我们看，在当中我们看到耶稣所做的那些神迹都是很像的。
Right? He feeds the 4,000, and then he feeds the 5,000, and then he heals the sick, and then he casts out demons.
他所做的神迹呢，都是，譬如他喂饱4,000人，喂饱5,000人，他医治有疾病的人，他赶走乌鬼。
And if you look at the dreams and visions in the Old Testament, they're repeated.
而在旧约里面，你会看见呢，那些梦，那些异象，都好像是很重复的。
In fact, everything in the Bible is repeated again and again and again.
你会看见在圣经里面所讲很多的东西，很多时都是重复的，一次又一次又一次。
Forget not all his benefits.
他说到不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Now suppose that we have seen and do remember the greatness of God's power, wisdom, and mercy.
假如我们看见，而我们又都记得神那个伟大的能力，神的智慧，神的怜悯。
As we'll see on slide 10, what sort of response then will magnifying him look like?
那究竟什么的回应才可以让我们称神伟大，是被人看见神是？ 就是神的实质是这么大呢?
What must the human telescope do in order to cause God to appear as great as he really is?
我们这个人的望远镜要怎样做才可以让神展现出来的时候就是神的伟大呢?
Well, if you said verse 30 in Psalm 69, you're right. I will magnify God with thanksgiving.
这个就好像第30节那里所说，他说我以诗歌赞美神的名，以感谢称他为大。
When we give thanks to him from our hearts, God is magnified.
当我们由心里面来到去感谢感恩的时候，神就被尊为大。
Gratitude glorifies God.
我们心里面的感谢可以荣耀神。
Why? Why is that so?
为什么会是这样呢?
Well, it's a simple answer. Givers are more glorious than receivers.
答案很简单，就是说那个付出施予的那个人是比接受的那个人是更加是有荣耀的。
When we thank God, we acknowledge and display that he is the ultimate giver. He is the benefactor.
当我们去承认和我们去显示神是那个施予者，是那个施恩者的时候，我们感谢神的时候，就是这样去显示出来。
Thank you is a compliment. It magnifies people.
当我们讲去多谢人的时候，这个是一个称谢，这个是将人显大。
Thank you means you did good to me.
当我们去多谢人的时候，就是说，你为我做了一件好事。
Thank you means I'm indebted to you.
多谢人的时候，就是说，你为我做了这件事，我是受恩于你。
But when you're angry at somebody, you hate to pay them a compliment.
但是当你如果对一个人很生气的时候，你就不喜欢来到去称赞他。
When you hate someone, you belittle them. You don't magnify them.
当你去憎恨一个人的时候，你会去贬低这个人，你不会去将这个人称为大。
You hate to think of them as your benefactor.
你不会去想你是受恩于这个人。
Therefore, when gratitude springs up in the human heart towards God, he's magnified as the wealthy source of our blessing.
所以当这个感恩在人的心里面来到去、出来向神去感恩的时候呢，他就是说呢，将神来到称大、尊为大，因为他知道他一切、福气的源头都是来自神。
He's acknowledged as giver and benefactor and therefore glorious.
他去承认的神就是那个施予者，是他是、受恩于他的，以致神是、是没有荣耀的。
But when gratitude is missing and doesn't spring up in our hearts as God's great goodness、should to us, it probably means we don't want to pay him a compliment.
但是对于神对我们那个的美善，如果在我们里面没有这个感恩的心出来的时候，那就是说呢，我们 不愿意的来到去将这个称赞是给神。
And there's a very good reason that human beings by nature do not want to magnify God with thanksgiving.
那有一个、原因呢，为什么很多时人性呢，就是我们不喜欢的来到去称神为大，是将赞美去荣耀去给神呢？
And we don't want to glorify him as our ultimate helper.
我们不喜欢的去荣耀神，说神就是我们的、的帮助。
And the reason is it distracts from our own glory.
因为当我们这样做的时候，就好像贬低了自己的荣耀。
Do you see our problem? By nature, all people love their own glory more.Than giving glory to God.
因为很多时随着我们人的本性的时候，我们喜欢自己得着那个荣耀多过是、要将荣耀给神。
There are only two groups of people in the world whose differences from each other are of eternal significance.
在这个世界上面有只有两组的人，而他们的分别呢、也都是有一个很不同的永恒的意义在这里。
Those who love to magnify God are one group, and those who love to magnify themselves is the other.
呢两组人，一组人就系佢哋系好乐意系喜爱嘅嚟到去称神为大，另外一组嘅就系话佢哋中意称自己为大。
And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know at the root of all ingratitude.Is the love of one's own greatness.
我相信很容易你都知道，所有不感恩的源头就是因为我们爱自己。
For genuine gratitude admits that we are beneficiaries of an unearned inheritance or endowment.
一个真诚的感恩就是说我们承认我们是、不配得这一些的产业，不配得这一些的、我们所拥有的才能的，但是我们就是那个的受益者。
This is how John Piper describes us. We are cripples leaning on the cross-shaped crutch of Jesus Christ.
Piper 牧师他形容，他就说我们基督徒就是好像什么呢？就是好像一个的瘸腿的人依赖住一个嘅拐杖，呢、这个拐杖就好似系耶稣基督佢嗰个十字架。
He goes on and says we are paralytics, living minute by minute in the iron lung of God's mercy。
佢话我哋基督徒就好似咩咧？佢话我哋好似系一个我哋倚靠神嘅恩典，就好似等于一个啊瘫痪咗嘅人，佢每一分每一秒佢嘅生命都系靠。一个的呼吸器来到去维生这样。
We are children asleep in heaven's stroller.
我们就好像小孩这样，我们睡在一个是天堂为我们预备的手推车。
And natural humanity hates to think of himself or herself in these images.
人的本性不喜欢想自己是这样样的。
We don't want to think that we're unworthy beneficiaries or cripples or paralytics or even children.
我哋咧唔中意谂咧，我哋自己系一个不配得嘅嗰个受惠者，或者咧系一个残废嘅人，或者系一个瘫痪咗嘅人，或者系一个无助嘅受仔。
Because those images rob us of our glory by giving it to God.
因为当我咁谂嘅时候咧，我哋咧好多时咧就系话，我哋拎去咗，除去咗我哋自己嘅荣耀，将呢啲荣耀系完全俾神。
And therefore, while a person loves his or her own glory and prizes themselves as self-sufficient, gratitude to their provider, God, is lacking.
所以当一个人他是爱他自己的荣耀，或者呢他会去称赞自己呢可以自给自足的时候呢，他是不愿意的能够去对供应他一切的神呢来到去表现他那个的感恩。
We hate to think of ourselves as sin-sick and helpless people.
我们不喜欢想我们自己呢就是那个呢满有罪污或者是无助的。
And we push that truth far, far away from us.
我们将这个真实的情况呢推开一边。
And this is why it's so hard for us to magnify God, because we naturally magnify ourselves.
所以这个原因呢就是为什么我们很难的来到去称神为大，因为我们喜欢的是将自己放大。
You know, there's an interesting connection between Psalm 69 verses 30 to 32 and Psalm 50 and 51 that bears this truth out.
咁咧，其实咧喺诗篇嘅69篇，我哋今日睇嘅30至32节咧，同诗篇55、51篇后咧，都有一啲好有趣嘅嗰个嘅连结喺度，我哋可以睇到一啲嘢。
Because what appears after that phrase in Psalm 69 verse 30, I will magnify God with thanksgiving.
在我们看第69篇第那里的时候，他讲到是我以感谢来到去称赞称神为大。
The next line says, This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs.
他说呢，跟着他会讲，他说呢，这便叫耶和华喜悦，胜似牵牛，或是牵有角有蹄的公牛。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Why does the offering of some expensive animal please God less than offering genuine thanks?
点解当我去献上呢啲咁贵重嘅动物嘅时候，反之神唔冇咁喜悦呢？佢反之神喜悦我哋系用一个真诚嘅感恩呢？
Well, as you'll see on slide 10, Psalm 50, 9 through 14 suggests an answer.
咁咧，如果我哋睇咧，诗篇第50篇9至14节嗰度咧，俾到我哋有一个嘅原因。
Verse 9, I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds. Again, it's an agricultural society, so those things are very expensive, right? For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills.
咁喺第九节嗰度讲，佢话咧，我不从你家中取公牛，或不从你圈中取山羊。当时咧系啲农业嘅社会，呢啲咧对对当事人嚟讲都好贵嘅。佢话因为树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的。
Verse 11 through 14 goes like this: I know all the birds of the hills and all that moves in the field is mine.If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High.
第十一节嗰度去讲，山中嘅飞鸟我都知道，野地嘅走兽也都属我。我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你。因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。我喜吃公牛的肉呢？我喜喝山羊的血呢？你们要以感谢为献为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿。
One of the reasons God was not pleased with the offering of an ox or a bull or goat was that the giver often thought that his gift was enriching God.
其中一个嘅原因，神唔喜悦呢啲嘅牛或者呢啲羊嘅献祭，就系因为献祭嘅人，佢哋谂当佢献上呢啲嘅时候咧，就会叫神更加嘅丰富。
It was supplying some deficiency in God，
或者咧系供应咗神所缺乏嘅嘢。
But what seems like an act of love among people meeting someone's needs is an insult to God。
但是呢一个好似呢对人来讲好似话是一个出于爱心的所做的事，就是话到呢我去去供应别人一些需要的时候，这个对神来讲其实是一个侮辱。
It's an insult because Psalm 50 verse 10 says, every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills。
为什么对神来讲是一个侮辱？因为在第十节他讲过，他说树林中的白兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的。
You see what God is saying? You can't give me a bull or ox. They're already mine. What are you doing?
在这里神说什么？神说这些牛这些羊都是我的，你已经是我的了。
Even in the practice of religion,humans find a way to preserve his or her status as giver, as self-sufficient benefactor.
很多时候当我们在我们的信仰里面来到去学习的时候，去做的时候，实践的时候，很多时候我们都很容易会找一些途径，就是怎样的来到叫自己成为那个是施予者，是我们是自我足够的。
In the very act of worship, he belittles God.By refusing to assume the part of a receiver.
当我们在我们的敬拜里面所做的事，假如我们呢是拒绝来到去成为那个去接受者的时候，其实我们就是贬低了神。
We're all an undeserving and helpless beneficiary of God's mercy and grace. That's all we are, receivers.
我们都是那个接受的那个者，因为我们都是这个不配得和是无助的，在神的恩典里面你都可以接受神的恩典。
And as an antidote to this arrogance in worship, God prescribes the opposite. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanks.
在我们这个这么无知的敬拜的方式里面，神怎样的来到去帮我们呢？他提议了一个相反的做法，他说我们要向神献这个感谢的祭。
Because when you do that, you acknowledge God as the giver, and you accept the lowly status of a receiver.
因为当我们向神来到去献这个感谢的祭的时候，就是说我们去承认神就是那个施恩俾我哋嗰、那个，而我哋亦都去接受，我哋就系嗰、那个要领受嘅嗰个人。
This is what magnifies the Lord。
呢个就系话称神称主伟大。
That's why the Bible says you don't choose God. God chooses you. It's a gift. It's a gift of grace。
所以圣经里面佢讲到话，唔系我哋去选择神，系神去选择我哋。神俾我哋呢个系神嘅恩典。
How arrogant it is to say I choose God！
当如果我哋话系我哋去选择神嘅时候，我哋系几咁嘅狂傲咧
？And that's why the last verse of Psalm 50, verse 23 says this. I have this on slide 11. The one who offers thanksgiving.As his sacrifice glorifies me, to one who orders his way rightly, I will show the salvation of God.
在诗篇第五十篇第二十三节嗰度，佢咁讲：凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我；那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
And when David says in Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God.Are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
诗篇五十一篇第十七节嗰度佢讲：神所要嘅祭就系忧伤嘅灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔嘅心，你必不轻看。
The psalmist in Psalm 15:51 are just describing the only sort of heart from which the sacrifice of genuine thanksgiving can flow out of.
在第50和51章这里，诗人他讲到的话，一个怎样的心才可以真正有这个感恩的祭流露出来呢？
The hardness of one's own self-sufficient heart has been softened.
他说一个刚硬了那个自满自足，以为自满的那个心一定要是软化下来。
Otherwise, we will never be able to offer genuine thanks to the true God and magnify Him.
否则他不可以是献上向这个向真神，你要献上这个真正的感恩，同埋去称神为大。
Because our natural default mode is to magnify ourselves.
因为我们自己很容易的是怎样的去将自己称大。
Psalm 69 verse 32 in our text says, Let the oppressed, which means humble in the ESV, see it and be glad. You who seek God, let your hearts revive.
诗篇69篇第32节他讲过，他说谦卑的人看见了就喜乐，寻求神的人愿你们的心苏醒。
Let me ask you this. What does an all-sufficient God who owns and controls all things, what does he demand from you, his creature that he's made?
一个是完全自足的，可以自己有足够，同埋他拥有一切，控制一切的神，他要求他所创造的创造物做些什么呢？
Well, if you're familiar with the Bible and God's commands to us, you know his demand is great, but it's not that we be great.
神给我们的要求是很大的，但是他的要求不是说要我们成为大，伟大。
It's that we cease to be great in our own eyes and become small, that we might appear great.
他要我们的就是停止在我们自己的眼中看我们自己是去伟大。
As the psalmist says in Psalm 51:17, the sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
就好像在第诗篇的51篇他讲到，他说神所要我们的就是一个忧伤的灵，他说一个忧伤痛悔的心你必不轻看。
Isn't it true that it's not the well who need a physician, right?It's the sick. You'll see a doctor when you're sick.
当我们是去病的时候，我们才会去看医生，就好像圣经讲到，他说是有病的人才需要一个医生。
Jesus has nothing to do with those who insist that they're not sick, that they're well, that they can do life without God.
那些坚持自己是没有病的，耶稣说他不需要他不需要去这些人，他需要的是有，他来到是为那些有病的人。
And God demands from you and I something great that we admit, that we admit that we're not great.
神所要我们的是什么呢？他就说是要我们去承认我们不是大的。
And that's bad news to most of us, because even if you think you don't have pride, you do.
对我们来讲，可能呢，这个好像是一个很坏的消息，因为就算我们不是一个骄傲的人，但在我们里面都有这个骄傲。
But these are words of honey to the oppressed who have given up their charade of self-sufficiency and are seeking after God.
但是对于那些谦卑的人，他们去承认他们自己那个的不足而去寻求神的话，要去寻求神的人，这些的话就好像是很甜美的说话。
For if you seek the Lord, he will be found.
因为当我们去寻求神的时候，我们就会寻得见。
And he'll pour into your empty heart such a love that you've never known.
他会在我们这个空虚的心里面，将他的爱来到去临到我们，是我们从来不认识的，不知道的。
And there will arise in you freely and joyfully a sense of gratitude so genuine and so visible that God will be magnified.
而这样的时候，在我们里面，我们就可以很喜乐的有这个感恩的心，是来到去 去将神称为大。
For he is truly the merciful giver of everything we have and are.
因为神就是那个满有怜悯的施恩者，我们所一切拥有的和我们是怎样都是由 由他而来。
And of course, the ultimate gift he gives us is his son Jesus.
而神给我们终极的就是他那个儿子耶稣基督。
He obeys God the Father perfectly for us. He gives you his perfect righteousness.
他为我们完全的来去信服父神，而将那个，将他的完全的意义去给我们。
And he takes your place, pays your penalty on the cursed cross. Those transgressions that you've done against God and others, he's paid it all. That's why all to him you owe.
他为我们在十字架上面付上了我们因为罪，因为违背神所有的那个代价。他为我们偿还了这些的罪债，我们在他里面我们是有很大的亏欠。
Father, as we segue into our public testimony time this Thanksgiving Day, we ask, Lord, that you would guard your truth, that those sharing would share in line with your word.
天父，当我们去到我们会有这个分享感恩的见证的时间的时候，求神你都去保守，给我们所分享的是在你的真理里面去保守我们。
We pray that if you've touched their lives this past year, that they would share that to their brothers and sisters and others to encourage them in the faith.
神啊，当你的恩典在过去的一年里面来到去触动到我们的生命的时候，求神你都给我们能够同弟兄姊妹一起的去分享。
If we've been admonished by you in some way this past year, we pray that we would share that to give you the glory.
神啊，假如在过去的一年里面，神你去激励了我们的时候，帮我们都去分享，以致我们能够去荣耀你的名。
Father, the time of testimony is valuable in the sense that the body of Christ tries to minister to one another.
神啊，我们的分享的时间也是很宝贵的，因为我们是在当中基督的身体，我们是彼此的建立。
And so we pray, Lord, that you'd guard our hearts and our minds, that we would be able to share faithfully and truthfully to give you honor today.
神啊，去保守我们的心，以致当我们分享的时候，将我们是是按着神你的荣名的真理来到去分享。
Bless the remaining time of our service. In Jesus' name, amen.
祝福我们敬崇拜的其他时间，奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求，阿门。